This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Great Mates is going live in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, Conrads. Welcome to Great Conrads.
Oh,
I am Conrad Cade, and today I am joined by Conrad Troy.
Why are you saying Conrad?
Yeah. Not comrade.
Yeah, not comrade.
Con.
Conrad.
Yeah, Conrad. Yeah. Well, we're con men.
Con men. Wow. That's what's happening this week.
Yeah.
Yep. Excellent.
It could have been my accent.
I think, it was your perfect Russian accent, because everyone who knows Russian
knows that M's sound like N's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's like cats over there, they don't say meow, they say now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you reckon?
It's true.
Do you reckon?
It's a known fact.
Do you think that could be a thing? Like animal dialect has like a slang to it?
What? I don't.
I reckon it would happen.
I don't think it would happen. But what I find really interesting is that, you know, say we'll look at dogs as an example. Dogs from all around the world speak different languages.
Yeah, they
it's
do.
It's weird. Well, they understand
different languages. Yeah, that's what I mean. So I reckon I reckon there's a slang.
Maybe there is. Maybe it's only audible to other dogs.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like, oh, there's that Asian dog over there, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Who knows?
Maybe, you know, this will be
to all our dog listeners, if you could let us know. Let us know.
Because
what part of the world are you from?
I reckon there would be scientific investigations into this already done that we could perhaps find.
Possibly. I'm sure they'd be out there somewhere. There's been a lot of scientific investigations into a lot of things, so I'd assume that that is out there somewhere.
I'm just going to do like one quick Google.
We're like 10 seconds into the show and you're already Googling stuff. This is great.
Do animals have accents? Animals do indeed have accents, Troy.
Some of them do have regional accents. Keep in mind, this is from a website called thenakedscientist.com.
Yeah.
So
that's Jamie Oliver's cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just him. He's just branched out. Some of them do have regional accents, or if you like, or dialects. But yes, animals do.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Mm.
Look, the next place this conversation goes is probably us really racistly doing accents. So we probably shouldn't.
Yeah, probably shouldn't.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I really hope. Like, what's an animal here? Okay, probably the easiest thing would be, and it's on my screen, dolphins. Because
dolphins.
That's like a worldwide creature, I guess. You know, there's no boundaries that can hold a dolphin.
That's right, except a net.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Got him.
Greenpeace.
Caught him. But I wonder if, like, the Aussie dolphins and the Kiwi dolphins are, like, bitter rivals.
Maybe. You could have just said dogs. You know what I mean? It makes the same.
No, but
makes the same sense.
No, but, like, there's one bottlenose dolphin.
Sure.
That's more so the connection I'm making.
Yeah, okay.
You know, there's like 50,000 breeds of dogs because they're all fucking interbred.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. I would like to think that they do.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that the Aussie dolphins are better.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
I like to think the Aussie dolphins have a weird obsession with, I guess, Holden cars in the ocean.
what's the Holden car of the ocean?
I don't know. Maybe
what's a recently extinct ocean creature?
The Megalodon.
The Megalodon.
Yeah, that's
recently.
It. Yeah, recently.
Yeah.
I don't know. And you know what? It could still be out there, Troy. You don't know.
You don't know.
You haven't looked at every square inch of the ocean, bro.
None of us have.
Why would you?
That's the whole point of, it's not the whole point of the ocean, but.
What, to never look at it?
To never look at it. I think that's why it was made.
Yeah.
It's like.
That's
why it was made. Whoever made it, just like.
Never look at this. There's a big sign.
I'm gonna make it so big that people can't even look at it.
Yeah, right.
Because fuck them. That's why.
Yeah.
You know?
You like this? Well, it's too big to enjoy.
Well, okay, well, that's fine. I think it's highly possible then that, you know, if dogs. Okay, no. We can't just leave this as it is. How does this even work? How do they have regional accents? What does that mean?
Well,
like if you got a border collie that was raised in Japan as opposed to a border collie that was raised in Australia. Those two dogs, if they bark, would sound different.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. And you know what I also
I feel like dogs would sound different anyway.
Why?
Not every dog is going to have the exact same bark just because they're the same breed.
I don't know.
Right?
Do they? It would be like a genetic thing. I could imagine, like, because dogs would have different vocal cords, you know, like some dogs would have a higher pitch bark, some would have a lower pitch.
Sure.
But it would still be the same bark, just in a different tone.
Right. This is getting deeper than it needs to get.
It's getting real deep.
It's getting deeper than the ocean, ooh, which is impossible to look at.
And that's too deep.
It's too deep.
It's so deep it'll put your ass to sleep.
It will. Oh, well, that's a good way to start the show.
Yeah.
Learning things.
Learning things. I think it is a great way because, you know, we want to expand your mind, expand your thinking.
That's right. We want to open your mind to the possibilities of regional dog accents.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Do you reckon? Okay. One thing that always really, really amazes me when it comes to different languages is that all the different languages somehow all have the same words. Because it amazes me. The simplest,
that's not how it works. Oh,
no, it is. Here, the word fuck. You find me a language that hasn't got the word fuck in it.
Well, that's fine, but that's just because the word fuck has been around long enough that it has traveled the globe.
And it's being translated?
Who, like, I don't even know who created the word or who, like, came up with it. Was it the French?
Yeah.
Le fuck.
Le fuck.
Yeah.
Actually, no, there's a story, and I think this is 100% bullshit.
But I would assume so. But did you read it on the internet?
No, I read it in a book.
Ooh, then it's that true. Was
on the internet.
Oh, okay, fine.
So take that as you will.
Yeah, what's the story?
So the word fuck, from everything that I've learned,
yeah,
which is not a lot, is that it's actually an acronym.
For?
Well, back in the old English days, my favorite period of history.
Absolutely.
The medieval time.
Oh.
You used to have to get a permission slip from the king to go and have a baby.
Sure.
So fuck is an acronym of fornicating under command of the king.
That's not true.
Look it up.
I'm sure if I looked it up, it'll be there. But that's not true.
You kind of think it is true, don't you?
Oh, look, I guess because it's quite believable.
Yeah.
All right, interesting.
Yeah, so how do you feel about that? And they used to have like a little hanger on the door to do it. And that's why.
Like a sock.
Yeah, like a sock. But it said fuck on it.
No, it didn't.
No, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yes.
So it was a notice to everybody else that they were currently fornicating under the command of the king.
Yes.
And not just like randomly, like
nah.
To like rebels.
Yeah, exactly. Because like, who knows? Like, I wasn't there, man, but apparently if you could have got like your nuts chopped off, maybe.
I think it's more a head, you know.
I think in that moment, the nuts are more important.
That's why the guillotine was created, or the guillotine, if you will. Just call it a guillotine.
Yeah. Say the L's.
Say the L's. You goddamn non-Frenchies.
Non-Frenchies.
I don't know how it is. But that's the whole reason why the guillotine was created.
Yeah.
Cutting off nuts.
That's it. Initially. That's all.
Yeah.
It was actually a nut opener.
Yeah.
But like, times were tough and they kind of needed to expand the business.
That's right. Well, what happened is the guy was the nut carrier. This is a true story.
Okay.
The royal nut carrier was bringing the nuts to the
royal nuts?
The royal nuts.
Yeah.
To the guillotine to have them cut for the king.
Okay.
Right? This is a true story. And what happened was he dropped a nut. He dropped one of them out of his fist of nuts.
Yeah, right. And so you're saying the nut fell out the side.
The nut fell out the side. That's where that term came from.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't
it.
Know if you know that. But so he's dropped a nut out of the side and he's tripped on it.
Oh, no.
And his head's landed where the guillotine drops.
Oh.
And then they're like, fuck, that works too.
Yeah, jeez.
So that's a true story about how the guillotine came
That's
to be.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, today's a very much a learning episode.
It is.
Wow. So what? We've learned that animals have accents.
At least dogs.
Well.
Possibly dolphins.
Possibly dolphins. I would say dolphins.
Trans-Tasman battle between.
The dolphins of the world.
The dolphins of the world.
Oh, well, Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, Australia and New Zealand.
We've learned that.
Is that Trans-Tasman?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it's pretty sure it's Trans-Tasman. It's around that area.
It's around that area.
Yeah.
That could be between, it's like
Australia and Tasmania. Which, you know what? We'll leave that up to the listener to decide.
Hey, you tell me. You tell me what makes more sense with the word Trans-Tasman.
I think it's Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah. I think it's Australia and Tasmania. For sure.
I think it's Tasmania exclusively, not part of Australia and New Zealand.
Hey, how many times do you see the Australian map drawn without Tasmania?
All the time.
It's always going to be a rivalry.
Do you think they should just break off and colonize as their own thing?
They could try.
Yeah. But they should call it like Little Australia or something like that and like actually do a little bit of work on the island and terraform it into a mini version of Australia.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah. Like just get onto that, Tasmanian government.
Come on now.
That's where you should be spending your money.
Exactly. So that's interesting then.
Yeah.
That's another thing we learn. Trans-Tasman. Look at all the stuff you're learning on today's episode of
that
Great Mates.
That is absolutely amazing.
It's Great Conrads, where it all started.
Great Conrads. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everything going on here is not a con.
It's not. It's all legitimate, actual science facts. Based on facts.
Yeah. But I'm like 99% sure that fuck is an acronym.
Okay.
Mm. And I guess
it makes sense.
You know, leads on to what are they doing? They're fucking.
No, obviously.
You get it?
Yes.
Because they're fornicating under the command of the king.
No, I get it. I think everyone gets it. It makes perfect sense. Okay. What was the whole point of that, though, was to why do you hear the word fuck in every language, though?
It's just amazing. It's like it baffles me that in the English language, and maybe it wasn't English, it could be something else, it could be French, whatever. It just that it translates into every other language seamlessly.
Explain that.
Well, it's kind of like, I guess, okay, let's use Mexico.
Okay.
You know, Spanish.
Yes.
It's very, very beautiful language.
It is.
It's my tres favorite. And
your third favorite.
Yeah.
Oh. Look, hey, that's Mexican for three.
Yeah.
You're learning things.
Spanish for three. Not just.
No. Incorrect.
Oh, okay.
It's Mexican Spanish, technically.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those languages where it could, like, kind of.
It's not exactly the same.
Yeah, it's not.
Exactly. So, because, you know, don't be racist. don't you be racist.
Yeah, you're right.
Spanish and Mexican, different languages.
You're correct.
Yes.
But, you know, it would just work into their language, but they would Mexican it.
What?
Like, I'm sure the I'm sure the Mexican version of fuck is not fuck, though. Like, it translates into every language.
It's Es fucko.
Yeah. Oh, es fucka.
Es fucka.
That's the female version.
Yeah. I still don't get what you're saying. Basically, all you're saying is that the word fuck has made its way into, like,
and it's amazing.
Into the lives of, you know, people.
It's a beautiful.
All around the world. It's a beautiful thing. But I mean, it's not necessarily that the English language has, you know, dominated. And if it does, it's because at some point, you know, English language was one of the most widely spoken languages in the world.
I think it still is, unless
I don't think it's the
be pretty high.
I think it's pretty high though.
Mm.
Maybe it's like second.
I think maybe Chinese would be the
yeah. Well, that's what I was kind of gonna say. I was gonna say Chinese or Indian.
Yeah,
is that what they
Hindi?
Hindi.
Yeah, Hyundai. No,
Hyundai.
Yeah,
yeah.
They speak Hyundai.
Yeah,
vroom, vroom.
That's South Korean.
Yeah,
that's the official language of South Korea.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That and LG.
Wow.
I can't believe you said all those things. That's really politically incorrect.
We tried our hardest to not get there, but we did in under 14 minutes.
There you go. That's not bad. Is that a record?
I bet we've done it quicker.
Oh, I bet. I bet we just haven't hit record.
It's the warm-up before we actually get started.
Yeah, that's right.
It's how we get it out of our system.
We pretend we hit record,
yep.
And then we record that podcast and go, we can't release that.
Yeah, we spend a good 45 to an hour and a half together prior to this show just saying all of our most fucked up things, and then we hit record.
It's funny though. That's how this podcast actually came around.
It is.
Because we had the other podcast and we couldn't say those fucked up things on that podcast. So we said, we need to make another one.
So we did. And then we made this one, and now we still can't really say the things that we were saying on that old
podcast. We're caught in this, like, rock and a hard place.
It's a loop.
Yeah.
It's like a vicious loop of creating shows that are, I want to say PG, but they're not.
No.
Okay. These hard MA15+. And then creating these R-rated shows.
You know what, though? If we didn't have so many sex scenes in our podcast, we could probably go for a PG.
It's true. It's the sole reason why we don't live stream or like do video versions of these podcasts or anything like that. It's
impossible.
Because just too many sex scenes.
I mean, if we were on Pornhub, we could do it.
It's like we're like the Witcher of podcasts. If you haven't seen Witcher, there's a lot of nudity in it.
Is that really?
Just unnecessarily almost.
Really?
Yeah.
Like just gratuitous.
Just, well, I don't know. Look, I don't want to be that guy that's like, oh, nudity. Why? But I'm going to be for a second.
Wait, is it dick nudity or titty nudity?
Well, and that's the thing. At least, you know, with something like Game of Thrones, eventually they're like, oh, you know, okay, we'll throw a couple extra dicks in there because like, we've shown you all this female stuff. I don't think The Witcher has really done that. Not from what I've seen so far.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of like.
Wait, do you have selective vision?
Maybe. There's a lot of shirtless Henry Cavill.
Yeah, right.
So you see Henry Cavill boobs.
Oh, okay.
But then you see like, you know, there was like a whole episode where I'm pretty sure the chick was topless for the whole thing.
Wow.
And I'm like, you could just put a shirt on.
Yeah. Was it necessary? Like, did it add to the plot? No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, fair enough.
There's not much of a plot that's easy to follow in that show anyway.
Was it a B-grade horror?
Maybe it was a B-grade horror. Anyway, whole point to that is, hey, just cover up.
You don't
have to so much.
You know, we're coming into the cooler months of the year.
That's right.
Keep those.
Pretty sure they filmed in Poland or Romania or something.
Man, they could have filmed that anyway.
Yeah, well, that's true.
They don't have to go that far. Maybe it was a good tax cut.
Oh, I think it'd be a good tax cut, but also, you know, the landscape and stuff like that works well for the story.
I heard that.
Also keeps the nipples permanently hard.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is poking eye out. Which is good for on screen, I guess. Well, because they keep trying to show.
You know what they do say? The camera does take away 2 centimeters of nipples.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I had a mouthful of Gatorade.
And nearly choked.
I nearly choked. I bet you waited purposely as well.
Yeah, I did. I just held that joke. I knew everything was leading up to that moment.
Oh, it's a perfect storm.
So apparently because I haven't watched The Witcher, apparently there's like a scene where Henry Cavill is like insanely ripped in the bathtub.
Oh, that's every episode.
Oh, is it?
They find a bloody reason to get Henry Cavill in a bathtub in every episode.
Right.
They also make mention of how much he stinks.
Really?
But I think they do that.
So he goes and have a tub.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So they can then work him into a tub somehow. It's gratuitous.
Clever.
It's gratuitous tub washing.
But I heard for those tub scenes, he dehydrated for 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Just to get shredded like lettuce.
Body image issues.
Well, he does have body image issues.
Yeah. Like, makes my body image look shit.
Yeah. But it worked. Yeah. He looks great.
Do you think he will be that big if he ever comes back as Superman? Because he's like a fucking giant man. And if you think, like, how can Superman actually beef up? Like, what is heavy enough?
Yeah, for Superman to, like,
use his weights.
True. That's a very good point. I'm sure they've addressed it at some point in the history of comics.
Because you know,
and like, you got to understand that Superman's his strength grows to just ridiculous points.
Yeah,
like, you know, like when it first started, he'd like lift a train,
exactly,
and then he's like pushing planets out of orbit.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Or so, going to stay in the middle of the sun for like 2,500 years and comes out as Superman 1,000,000.
Yeah,
God. Imagine that. Imagine what a fucking dickhead you are. You disappear for 2,500 years or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And you go stay in the sun for that long and you come out and you're like fully golden. You're like a little fucking Emmy Award or whatever.
Yeah, an Oscar.
An Oscar.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm Superman 1,000,000.
1,000,000.
It does a little finger.
Yeah. bow before me and in all my millions of glory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a bit egotistical.
Yeah.
A bit egotistical, maybe not so much to self-exile for like 2,500 years, right?
Yeah.
But maybe to come out and call yourself Superman 1 million.
Bit ridiculous.
Like, who are you?
Yeah.
50 Cent at least had the decency to call himself half a dollar, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
he's
right.
Like, he's only 50 cents. He's worth millions of dollars. He hasn't changed it, has he? He hasn't changed his name to like 500 million cents.
But he could.
But he could.
And maybe you know what I mean? Should. It's always good for a rebrand.
Yeah.
Oh, have you seen this new artist? 50,000 cents.
50,000 cents. That's not that much.
Yeah, it's more than 50 cents.
Well, it's more than 50 cents. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's just, he's been completely normal.
Yeah.
He's not coming out like, you know, changing his name. Superman 1 million. Get out of here.
Yeah, goddamn.
Get back to the sun, you bloody egotistical maniac.
And then you come back and everyone that you know is dead.
Yeah, which I guess is another thing.
Yeah. It's like, we don't actually need you anymore.
Yeah. Look, I'm assuming that at some point there was, and I haven't read the Superman 1 million storyline, so I got no idea what happened. But I'm going to assume that there was a reason why he went to the sun for 2,500
yeah.
years. Did Lois Lane die or something?
Maybe.
You know, like a whole bunch of people died and he's just like, you know what, fuck it, I'm out.
Maybe he sneezed really
hard. All my best friends are gone.
Mm. Well, that, actually, that's what it could have been.
I'm old. I'm old enough that I just can't make any more friends now.
I can't go to the clubs.
I don't understand Facebook.
I don't know what music is good.
What is TikTok? The whole world is scary. I'm going to the sun.
Yeah.
Guys. And then he comes out of Superman 1 million.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
And then he, you know, eventually comes back to Earth. And only then does he find out that animals have different accents from around the world, like we just did.
There you go.
That's how it works. Full circle, baby.
Yeah.
It's the glory of life.
Hey.
The story, the something.
Yeah. It's the circle of life?
The circle of life.
Yeah, there That's you what go. I'm trying to, that's what I'm trying. I thought you were trying to get there. I was like, is this what he's going for?
I don't know. Mm. Anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah. Hey, let us know what animal you think would have the raddest accent.
Everyone already knows it's the chihuahua.
Oh,
yeah.
But I want a dirty bogan chihuahua.
Dirty bogan chihuahua. Yeah.
I want a Bundy fueled chihuahua.
Oh, so you want a chihuahua that was raised in Australia.
Yeah.
In like the Sydney's western suburbs.
Spot on.
You know, over the course of the entire time that we've been podcasting, I've been talking shit about Sydney's western suburbs.
Man, you never want to step into Sydney.
And I don't even know if it's the bad one.
I don't know.
I think it's just the one that gets mentioned on the news the most. So I just go. So I do apologize to Sydney's western suburbs.
Wow.
If
typecasting.
If it's not as shit as the news makes it out to be.
Could be
but
lovely.
If it is, then you deserve it.
Yeah,
so,
cop that.
Anyway.
Hit us up on the socials. The links are in the show notes.
That's right.
We'll be back next week. I'm Cade.
And I'm Troy.
And this has been Great Conrad.